And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of July, 2009. It was on this day back in 1798, William Wordsworth wrote one of his most famous poems, Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey, on revisiting the banks of the Wye Valley during a tour July 13, 1798. That was the full title. We usually just refer to it as Tintern Abbey. Tintern, a village in Wales, on the River Wye, spectacular medieval ruins there, an abbey which originally housed an order of Catholic monks who lived an austere life, wore white gowns, supported themselves by farming and making malted barley beer. Alfred Lord Tennyson was also inspired by the same ruins to write his poem Tears, Idle Tears. And after Wordsworth, he said that after visiting the abbey, he composed his famous poem entirely in his head. He wrote it in his head after he left the abbey and crossed the river, and he and his sister were hiking for 4 or 5 days and arrived at Bristol. He said not a word of it was altered and not any part of it was written down till I had reached Bristol. The poem that begins, 5 years have passed, 5 summers with the length of 5 long winters, and again I hear these waters rolling from their mountain springs with a soft inland murmur. Once again do I behold these steep and lofty cliffs. Today is the 49th birthday of the man who has been sued more often than any other in the history of the British legal system, Ian Hislop, the editor of the satirical magazine Private Eye, born in Wales in a town called Mumbles in 1960. Private Eye is published in the UK once every 2 weeks, circulation of about 200,000, has a lot of silly jokes, but also investigative reporting and old-fashioned gossip and an architectural criticism column. And the Private Eye keeps a large legal defense fund for fighting and paying out libel cases. Ian Hislop was once ordered by a judge to pay £600,000 to the wife of the Yorkshire serial killer, later reduced on appeal. Hislop said, "Satire is the bringing to ridicule of vice, folly, and humbug. All the negatives imply a set of positives. Certainly in this country, you only go around saying that's wrong, that's corrupt, if you have some feeling that it should be better than that. People say you satirists attack everything. Well, we don't, actually. That's the whole point." Here's a poem for today by John Updike entitled Money. Money is such a treat. It takes up so little space. It takes no more ink for the bank to print $9,998 than to print $1,001. It flows electronically. It does not gather dust like water. It dissolves everything oceanic. It is yet as lucid as a mountain pool. The depositor can see clear to the sandy bottom. It is ubiquitous and under pressure, yet pennies don't drip from faucets. Money is so tidy, so neat. It is freedom in action. When you give a 20-buck bill to the cabbie, you don't tell him how to spend it. He can blow it on coke for all you care. All you care about is your change. No wonder the ex-communists are dizzy. In the old Soviet Union, there was nothing to buy, nothing to spend. It was freedom of a kind, but not our kind. We need money. The dull electric thrill when the automatic teller spits out the disposable receipt. Money, a poem by John Updike from Americana and Other Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.